is Christmas Eve here on the air, WWGH Radio, our Christmas Eve tradition, Thursday, December 24th, 2020, 11:20 in the a.m. will be on through 1 p.m. today. Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, and Terry Klein in studio having our Christmas Eve tradition for the 7th year, the eggnog laced with a little bit of moonshine and fruitcake in the studio here today on this December 24th, 2020. Now, apple pie moonshine. If you'd like to call in, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, 740-383-9944. We always enjoy hearing from you out there in listener land. Now, Glenn, as you look back on your childhood, which is when a lot of people look back on favorable Christmases,
yeah.
What do you remember?
Well, I think I mentioned this maybe last week or 2 weeks ago. I remember going to the Sears and Roebuck and sitting on Santa's lap. I do remember that sort of thing. But like I told you also last week, the thing that always stuck in my mind about Christmas is because my father was a Methodist minister, we always had the Methodist women would have a big bazaar, and it was so much fun to go to, and I enjoyed that. And that must have been the beginning of my eating too much, because they always had great food.
A lot of food.
Oh, a lot of food.
Now, what is, we've talked about Christmas food, what is traditional?
I don't know. Couple days ago, my wife said, well, what do you want to have for Christmas? And I said, well, don't we usually have turkey? She said, well, we had turkey for Thanksgiving. Okay. So that's there, what we're having.
There you go. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. I just called to tell you that your Claxton fruit cake is $10 at Fay Bank. Now, I bought two of them the other day.
Oh, ah, $10.
And they are delicious if you like them.
So is the Civitan Club still selling those?
I don't know. Somebody sells them. I just go up and was doing some business. I said, I'll take two of them. So she looked at me sort of funny. I said, give one away and get one. I'm about ready to go back and get another one. I love their...
So it was $10 for two of them, or it was $10 each?
$10 a piece.
Oh, okay.
Well, so they're up to 10. Well, do you have any big Christmas plans coming up?
Nope, going to stay right here. Can't go anyplace. And I'm years old, you have to stay here.
Yeah.
Well, the fruitcake that Terry brought in cost him $1.25, so...
Well, this being your 90th Christmas, when you think of Christmas, what do you think about when you were a child?
I don't know why I'm still here, that's for sure. But I had a nice childhood. My folks, there was just the two of us for a long time till I got to be 18 years old and my brother was born. So my little brother, Fred Saul. Do you know Fred Saul?
I do. I was a teacher here for many years.
Yeah, he's retired. He's in Florida now with his wife. They're enjoying the things in Florida. They like it down there very much, so...
Well, we are sure glad you're here for your 90th Christmas, and we hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
I'll be 91 the day they inaugurate the President of the United States.
Is that right? Wow. We'll all celebrate with you.
Oh, I enjoy both of you very much.
Thank you.
You stay safe.
I'm home. It's on all the time. My daughter comes in and says, can I turn this off? I said, so we can have a conversation, but I turn it back on. You're my regular people. Thanks again. I enjoy it.
Well, you have a great Christmas,
thank
please.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. There's a devoted fan on all the time.
Listening to her, would you have ever guessed she was a day over 40?
No, it will be 91.
Young voice.
91 on January the 20th. How about that?
Yeah.
It's great to hear stories like that. And staying safe, but she did go to the $10 for a fruitcake now.
Yeah. And Terry says he paid a little bit more than a buck and a quarter for this one.
The village.
This shark bait.
The village
shark
fruitcake.
Bait.
$5. Yeah. That's
what I used to think. That's what you paid for.
I thought that, but I think it did go up. I think she said that, you know, it was $5 at one point, and now it's up to 10.
Okay.
So there you go. Phone lines are open again, 740-383-9944. We certainly enjoy hearing from you this morning and what you're doing for Christmas or what you're doing right now, for that matter.
740. Gifts?
Do you wrap gifts?
Yes. But we always wait until about 3 a.m. on Christmas morning.
Really? 3 a.m. on Christmas morning.
Not
so tonight.
Intentionally.
So tonight you'll be up wrapping gifts.
Yeah, and we usually are wrapping gifts while we're watching It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, that brings up another thing. Interesting Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Now, It's a Wonderful Life is always there.
Yeah.
Miracle on 34th Street, of that's course. Always there. And then you have Home Alone has become a staple.
Yeah.
Christmas
yeah.
Vacation.
Yeah, the National Lampoon Christmas.
You know, the funny thing about that movie, though, is that it is a Christmas movie, but you either really like it or really don't.
Yeah, and my wife and I watched it. My wife really didn't, and I really did.
Right, and it's not become. I think the reason it's never become a staple because if you notice, it's not shown. Like It's a Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street and A Christmas Carol. And that's another interesting thing. The definitive version of A Christmas Carol, because they've been making those for a yeah. long time, for some reason, the George C. Scott version, which came around in the early 80s, is the one that gets shown more than any other.
I like the old, old one, the black and white
Scrooge.
One. Yeah.
38, I think it was.
Something like that.
So it's interesting how there have been many made since the George C. Scott version. It's not like it's the newest version, but for some reason, they felt that was, well, they show it all the time. TNT shows that version constantly.
They probably own the rights to it.
Well, it airs on other channels, and I also still see it. It's the only version I see sold on DVD. Huh. We're still able to make money off of that.
What about the Bill Murray Scrooge?
That's a good movie. I watched that last night, a matter of fact. Yeah, a lot of Robert Mitchum's in that, and John Forsythe. Yeah, a good movie.
It's called Scrooge.
Scrooged, with an E-D.
Oh, Scrooged.
It's an interesting plot. But, yeah, it's, for some reason, Christmas Vacation has a, it doesn't get the category. Like, Home Alone is there.
Yeah.
It was made in the, I believe, late 80s, early 90s, but it is a staple. They will run that thing constantly.
That's yeah. That's the National Lampoon's.
Yeah.
It's making fun of the whole thing. That's why it's not as endearing.
No, but it does have a soft ending.
Yeah.
You know, for a National Lampoon movie, it's got a very wholesome ending.
It's a little bit like the original James Bond, because the little guy finds all sorts of ways of stopping those bad guys from getting in the house. And now, there is, I believe, a Home Alone 2 and maybe a 3, which I have never seen.
I think Macaulay Culkin was only in the first two.
Okay.
But the second one, I like better than the first one.
Oh, you do?
Well, they go to New York. And Tim Curry's in it, playing a hotel worker. And Tim Curry, I think, is a brilliant actor.
Okay.
He was in a lot of... He was in the movie Clue. He was in... I think he's probably best known for the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I'm not a fan of that, but tremendous actor.
Okay, I've got to look him up.
Yeah. I remember that.
He played what's the guy's name? A huge guy. They called him the Whale. And I didn't know that that was Curry.
Yeah. Well, he's in the second Home Alone, and he's just very, very good.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen the Home Alone 1 about 3 or 4 times. That one, I've only seen once.
Well, and everybody who's in 1 is in 2, except they add, you know, people like Tim Curry, and New York City makes it a little, because they show F.A.O. Schwartz and
Have
the
you
Plaza
ever been to
Hotel.
New York City during Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
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 It's a beautiful town to go to.
Nothing like it.
Right.
I think that's the destination.
My favorite town in the whole world, well, it's hard to beat Paris, but my favorite town in the whole world, other than Paris, is Chicago, but I would much rather be in New York during Christmas.
Oh, Christmas in New York is absolutely exciting.
You can't afford it. But.
Yeah, it's very expensive. Go ahead, caller.
I have a specific question for Glenn.
Okay, I'm here.
Were you heartbroken to know that they took Donald Trump out of the second one?
He was in the second Home Alone for about 5 seconds.
Not anymore. They took him out.
I went home and I cried my eyes out.
I thought you did.
Now, why would they do that? Well, they edited him out?
Well, okay, so I don't have any kind of inside connection here to or fact check this, but I browsed on the internet, and from what I got, it said he bullied his way in the movie to begin with.
Well, you know, that's... But you know what? I
know you find that hard to believe.
Yeah, it's a little shocking.
Now,
but that's silly to take him out. That movie's been out now 30 years.
It was silly to put him in.
No, well, they put... somebody...
They wanted to use wherever they're at. Is that Trump... Whatever place they're in.
Here comes a break. Hold on. 1 second.
Okay.
Scott, New York is such a wonderful place to be during the holiday season. I know the tree in Rockefeller Center, Macy's department store, and a Santa Claus on every street corner.
Well, not every street corner. Even Santa won't go near Central Park at Christmas.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
Two, one. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
And we're back here at WWGH Radio. Our caller left us, but she brought up a very interesting point here that I was not aware of. One of my favorite movies is Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. And Donald Trump is in that movie, but for 5 seconds tops, I think he's holding a door for Macaulay Culkin's character. And everybody knew Donald Trump at that point. He'd written the books. He'd been on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Well, he hadn't written the books, but...
The books were out, and they were bestsellers. And he, all he does is something like, watch out, kid. That's it.
That seems strange that they would take
Why would you take that out? That's so dumb. That has nothing. That has no political significance, and is 25 years before he ever became president.
Now, did you know who that caller was?
That was our bus driver.
Oh, that was the bus driver.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
So again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. But why would you tinker with that? That seems like a very dumb thing. Now, I can understand tinkering with other things. You know, during the... I'll tell you something. I was in a... And I know that this airs on another radio station in Marion, but I still stand by this. I was at a... Have you ever been into Half Price Books?
Yes.
Love that store. Yeah. There's one down on Polaris. If you love books or CDs, DVDs, records, it's a great store. Good prices. So they were selling Amos and Andy's radio show box set. Now, I think if you want to buy that and take it home and listen to it, that's fine. But to air that on airwaves now, that I wouldn't do.
Well, wouldn't it be against the law?
No, because you know one of the things about that show is, see, it's a long backstory, but I'm going to condense it. Amos and Andy was one of the number one radio shows on radio when network radio was big.
And so they were both white.
Which is why I wouldn't air it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying at the time, it was one of the number one shows.
Yeah.
So they all were recorded very well. If you were not a good radio show, they didn't bother recording you and they would tape over them. So they all still exist in really good quality because in its day, it was a really popular show.
I listened to it.
Absolutely. And people laughed in that day and it was fine. But that's 1930, 40, 50. Now, that's why they still exist and can be sold. But to air that on radio now...
No, you'd get hammered.
They do it here in town. But they call it a classic show.
Okay.
And I don't agree with that. And I don't care if somebody feels... I don't know how you air that for the reasons we just said. It was two white guys. They were talking in a dialect that they thought... was an African-American dialect.
They were making fun.
Of course they were. Every joke was based in making fun.
Yeah.
Now, at the time, fine. You know, you made your money, you did what you did. But to air that in 2020, I mean, I don't think so.
When I listened to it as a little guy, I didn't think of it as funny. I really didn't. I imagine my folks did. But I just thought it of a real life a story about what was happening. I didn't even think that Amos and Andy one of them might be black. I didn't think of
it. Here's the problem. You can argue about the statues. You can argue about Christopher Columbus. You can argue about all that. Because whether you like it or not, there are points on both sides. You can even argue Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth. The reason you can't put up...
Uncle Ben.
The reason you can't put up a good argument for Amos and Andy is those white guys doing that knew exactly what
they were making fun.
They were making fun, and that was the intention, and that's not okay.
Yeah.
But what about Richard Pryor and Chris Rock making fun of Whitey?
No, it's so. Listen, Dick Gregory. made fun.
Yeah.
Same thing. But that they were jokes, and that was the idea. These were two white guys, and the audience was not told they were white at the time.
No.
Who were trying to speak.
I thought it was he was black.
Yeah.
I really did as a kid.
Yeah.
Look at Elvis.
He wasn't black.
Boy, Glenn's right on that one.
What do you think about the Amos and Andy television show?
I don't think I would air that today either.
No, I wouldn't either.
Because the writers, they were, that whole show, the reason it was funny is because it is totally laced with very iffy jokes. That's the joke. The joke is that they're dumb because of their color. That's the premise of that show.
Yeah.
And that's not okay. And that's not a good premise.
Kind of the basis of...
Well, no, because I think their premise was everybody, they were smart, that everybody around them was kind of dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
The rich,
they were rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were making fun of people they were saying these people might not have education, but they're rich, so everybody's sucking up to them.
But the Beverly Hillbillies, and to people's credit, there will be people today who will say, my uncle is just like Jed Clampett. No African-American is going to go, my uncle is like Amos or Andy.
Yeah, no.
They were not good depictions. That's fine. And I'll tell you, but here's what I'm going to lay up against that. If you still have any doubts after listening to Amos and Andy, at the same time, Jack Benny probably had the second most popular radio show. And they still all exist. And he had a character, a butler named Rochester.
But he was black.
But
he was very stereotypical.
He was, but he was also the smartest person in the room.
Yeah, that's right.
He was smarter than Jack Benny.
Yeah.
So that's, there is a difference.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things I've always... not liked about our humor is quite often our humor is making fun of other people. Making fun of you. I like Jim Gaffigan because he makes fun of himself.
And this is just an interesting Christmas conversation because, but I know people, and I think it should be sold and even put it on YouTube. If you want to listen or watch Amos and Andy, go ahead.
It is history.
But how an FCC garnered station can put that over the airwave, that I don't understand.
Because we have no FCC control anymore.
Well, maybe that's it. But anyway, that's just a side note from something I saw during the holiday season that I thought was interesting. And I think it'd be hard to give somebody a box set of Amos and Andy programs.
I can't afford to give anybody a box set of anything anymore.
I know. You know, one time I listened to it because I was making these remarks about it, and I'd never really listened to a whole episode. And when you listen to a whole episode, it just highly confirms exactly what you're thinking.
Yeah. And I didn't think, and I'm sure my father, who, as everybody knows that listens to us, my dad was a minister and a very civil rights-minded minister, but he never even noticed that. When we would listen to Amos and Andy.
Well,
but he may have in the back of his mind, but he didn't bring it up.
Well, here's all I want to say before, because this is not a very Christmassy subject, but let's say this.
Okay.
That that's radio. You couldn't see who the actors were.
True.
And they were white. We know that now, they were white. But yet, we knew they were supposed to be two black guys.
Yeah.
Now, why was that conveyed so heavy on radio? Because you couldn't see them. Why couldn't it just be two white guys? Because the people who promoted that show made it very well known that this is what it is, even though it wasn't.
Now, if they'd taken...
Sponsored by a laundry detergent company.
You know, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know in those days. But that's interesting. And again, telephone line... The Donald Trump thing put me in the mind of that. Because that's dumb to take Donald Trump out of that
movie. And you know my feelings about Donald Trump, but... I agree with you. That was really stupid.
Out of Home Alone? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz.
I'm going to have to get cut off of this stuff. I'm starting to feel it.
You're enjoying it?
Oh, yeah.
But Glenn's in the libations here. We got a whole another hour and 21 minutes to go.
I may have to walk home.
And we're having a great time here.
We have cinnamon eggnog. That sounds like...
cinnamon and apple.
That might be good. Well, yeah, and that you said that's apple pie moonshine.
Yeah.
How do they do that? They must just have a flavoring thing.
They just take an apple tree.
Yeah.
put it through a shredder, and all the juice.
You're pulling my leg. Terry just put one over.
It is Christmas. It's Christmas. But, you know, here we are. Oh, one thing I did want to do is, and we'll do the toast here in a second to Charlie. You know, it was always interesting to have him around at Christmas time because, you know, I think he really enjoyed the holiday.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah. You know, he would come in, and he liked to be a part of it. And I remember the one year he was making, he was so excited one year when he was making the ornaments with the ladders with Santa Claus on them. For his...
I wasn't around then, I guess.
No, I think that's probably been 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
But he was making these ornaments that... Well, they go on... I wouldn't call them an ornament, but they go on people's tree. Uh-huh. And it's Santa Claus on a ladder. And he was making them, and he was so excited that Christmas to be able to do that and give those to the people he was going to give those to. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Santa Claus on a ladder, huh?
I always believe it was Santa Claus on a ladder.
Could he fly? Could Santa Claus fly?
No, I think that's why he needed the reindeer.
Now, he must be part octopus, right? Because he went down all these chimney flues that are, what, 4 inches around?
That's right. Well, you know, he's delivering a lot of gifts right now. He was in Australia earlier today, and now he's traveling these United States.
Yeah. Is it? No, he's not to the United States yet.
Oh, probably not.
No,
probably
he won't a little get here few hours. For several hours, yeah.
Well, England. 7 hours ahead of us.
Right, yeah.
So it's almost coming on to the 7 o'clock there.
So he's probably somewhere in Middle Asia.
I don't think the Muslims would appreciate him.
Well, I don't think they care.
You know, I don't know. I think everybody loves Santa Claus.
Everybody loves Santa Claus.
He's one of those
charismatic... Even us atheists love Santa Claus.
Who doesn't like Santa Claus? Really? Well, I don't know.
You know, it's interesting. My mother, my son's mother-in-law is Jehovah's Witness, and they don't really believe in giving gifts at Christmas. I always found that odd.
But do they like Santa?
Now, I don't know about that, but I know that they kind of frown on giving gifts, so I think probably they don't like Santa. I don't think they dislike Santa. They just don't pay attention.
Well, how do you not like a big... guy in a red suit, white beard.
You know, I got to get a red suit, then maybe people will start liking me.
Well, don't you know? Listen, Santa was at our Christmas party, and the second he comes in, he's beloved.
You know, he tried to kiss me on the cheek 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Santa tried to kiss you on the cheek?
I think he had a little too much eggnog.
Really? You know, that's how life goes.
Yeah. He was nice. He was a nice Santa. Big Santa.
Well, you get bigger the better.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't 2 years ago. It was
last year.
It was last year, yeah.
He tried to kiss you.
Well, he really wasn't. He just kind of leaned over.
This is a story I had not heard.
Well, I think he was just trying to tell me a secret.
Oh, did he tell you one?
I don't remember. Too much.
Apparently, it wasn't that good. Now it can be told. All right, we're going to take a phone call here, see what's going on out there in the world. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, nobody likes a pest. I said I wasn't going to call it again, but here I go. This is so funny. Okay, so you know the Eartha Kitt Santa Baby?
Yes.
That was so popular?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard Michael Bublé, his version of Santa Baby?
No, that would be unusual.
He calls him Santa Buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Santa Buddy.
The masculine version. Yeah, he says, with some decoration, bought it Mercedes. And then he just goes and goes and goes with it.
But isn't Michael Bublé, is he married?
Is that not the funnest name in the world to say? Say it with me.
I love it. Michael Bublé.
Bublé.
Is it French or something?
Bublé. He's married, though, isn't he?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm looking it up.
It just popped up my suggested, so I was like, well, I'll give this a whirl.
Was it good?
And it was good. Yeah, it was kind of catchy. I liked it.
See, I don't think anybody but Eartha Kitt should do that song.
Really?
Yeah, she had a unique voice, unique delivery.
Well, I hate to go against you, Scott, because it is your show, but I would say don't knock it till you try it.
Is that for everything?
Like a fruitcake.
Well, listen, I have had fruitcake, and so I will knock it all day long.
He lost a tooth eating that.
Happened to me about 2 or 3 Christmases ago. I was getting carried away and just mowing one down. And there was a walnut shell in it.
Oh, no.
But, so that happened.
Michael Bublé is married to Lusana
Lopilato.
Here comes the break.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Wow, that's my favorite Christmas song, Ted.
I know. I can hear it in my sleep. But what I wouldn't give to hear for a little bit of Andy Williams, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Back here, Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, Terry Klein in studio, Christmas Eve 2020. And we'll be on the air through 1 p.m. today. The eggnog is flowing, the moonshine is flowing as well.
Yeah.
Glenn's a little iffy at this point.
David Phelps is the guy that we were talking about, people that we like hearing sing. I absolutely love hearing him. He sings with the Gaither Brothers.
So you're going to sing next hour?
No.
Well, no, this is what we planned.
No, you planned.
We saved the third hour for singing.
No. I will have David Phelps come in.
We'll sing if Scott plays the harp. Right?
There you go.
I'll get the harp out. We'll play the harp. Now, you know, one of our classic holiday moments happened last year with Charlie. I wonder if Bob's still listening. Bob might be out.
Yeah,
at this particular point.
He's coasting now.
It was a funny moment because it happened spontaneously. Sean and Terry and myself were all here with Charlie, and Terry was here, Terry Klein. And it happened at the end of the second hour, and Charlie had quite a few at that particular point. People have heard this clip, and we were talking about the Swap Shop theme song,
Charlie
hated, and he was making fun of the Swap Shop theme song.
He used to make fun of me because I played
you. Oh, sure. So then he would, it just so happens a call came in as he was making fun of that, and it was Bob, our regular, and Bob has a little bit of a gravelly voice.
Yes.
And Charlie decided to respond to him in the same gravelly voice.
This is a funny clip.
And it was a funny clip. And maybe we'll pull that up for the third hour.
That would be fun.
Yeah, it'd be fun to hear that.
Not better than me singing.
No, we're going to sing. But that moment, and also the argument between poinsettia and poinsettia. Now, which is it?
Well, I played it last week on my phone, and the phone said it's a poinsettia.
But I think that's wrong.
Well, Siri, you're crazy.
Wasn't it the colonel's name or a general's name?
Well, yes, I thought it was General. No, I think it was General Ponset.
That's right.
Yeah,
it was General Ponset.
General Ponset.
Yeah. But it's kind of like how you the what? Oh, not the suffix. Yeah, the suffix of it. Kind of like in Latin, whether it's an I at the end or whatever for. However you name it.
I just
taxonomic way you name.
But how do we get to poinsettia?
You go to Suffolk and you turn left and you go into London.
I think poinsettia is just a mispronunciation of the word.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah, I think because I think people are trying to pronounce that word phonetically instead of how it's supposed to be pronounced.
Say tortilla instead of tortilla.
Right. It's poinsettia, not poinsettia. Now, does anybody want to weigh in on this? We'll take 10 minutes and let people weigh in on poinsettia or poinsettia. We do this every year. This is another tradition here at WWGH Radio, along with the eggnog and the Christmas party and the moonshine and the fruitcake. 740-383-9944. Poinsettia or poinsettia?
Poinsettia.
Well, I don't care what she has to say.
Siri says it's
poinsettia.
But what? She doesn't know anything.
She didn't even graduate
Siri.
From grade school.
You never trust somebody named Siri.
I love that name.
But, you know, I believe it's poinsettia, and I believe that nobody can keep them alive even though they try.
No one can keep... Yeah. Oh, I've kept one alive for a year.
Oh, really?
You have to put it in the basement at a certain time because they have to be dark and cold. And, it grew back the next year. Unfortunately, it didn't look very good, so...
Now, does it come back red?
Yeah, it did. Just a few of the leaves, yeah.
Now, there's also been a wives' tale over the years that they're poisonous, but yeah. I guess not. I guess they're only poisonous to animals.
Yeah, didn't somebody tell us that
last
week? Yeah,
only bad for animals.
Yeah.
Not all...
Well, I'm an animal.
Would you eat a poinsettia?
No, or I already ate an iris. That was enough for me to learn.
Well, you can eat dandelions.
Yeah, and there are a lot of edible flowers, yeah.
But not the poinsettia.
Apparently not.
Wonder how that all got started. Wonder why people. Well, you can't eat mistletoe.
Oh, you can't?
Mistletoe is poisonous. I believe mistletoe is poisonous.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I don't know what it is in mistletoe that's poisonous, but apparently mistletoe is rather poisonous.
Okay, well, I'm not going to eat it because I like to keep it around so I can kiss the pretty young girls. My wife doesn't like it, but. Hemlock, there you go.
Poinsettia. Last year, I think we had one of the florists call in, and they mispronounced it.
Really? How'd they pronounce it?
Poinsettia.
Oh, okay. No, they pronounced it correctly according to Siri.
Well, I told you we're past that. I don't care what Siri has to say.
Let's have a toast. Evers and his poinsettia.
Yeah, that's right. The mispronunciation. Oh, and remember, he got angry last year because Madge Cooper used to call it a ponset.
Ponset.
Ponset. Really? Oh, yeah. And he felt that was hoity-toity.
Well, it's from...
Sounds like a little town on New England.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm from Ponset.
I've never called it a ponset.
Euphoria Puncera Mia is the Italian name. I just pronounced that. Italian. It was supposed to be, never mind. I mispronounced it. But the first word is euphorbia, which sounds like it.
Euphorbia?
Probably makes you sick. Probably makes you hallucinate.
Well, we don't need any hallucinations here today.
Have another drink, Scott.
Getting deep. I didn't dry it up with this fruitcake's the problem.
I did, though.
So what's the best gift you bought anybody this year?
$50 gift card.
Did you get your wife anything?
No, we never give each other things.
Well, that's not nice.
Well, we give each other things all year long.
Yeah, but you surprise her. Leave here today and go get something and surprise her today.
Oh, I always surprise her.
With what?
I can't say that on the air.
Oh, but she doesn't want that, Glenn. She wants the receipt for that. Take that back. No, I'm saying, go get her a poinsettia.
I do usually buy something that she doesn't expect.
And so what's that going to be this year?
Well, I haven't even thought of it yet.
Well, you're running out of time.
Yeah,
it's midday Christmas Eve.
Well, quite often it's something to eat, you know, so.
Oh.
Something special that she likes or something.
What? I don't know what you should get your wife. I don't.
It's a little too late, but you should have thought about getting her a designer hazmat suit.
A designer hazmat? Yes, that would
be
good.
Well, that's a great gift.
Yeah, I've got her a pool boy, so.
A pool boy?
Yeah.
Pool boy.
Yeah. I don't have a pool, but she wanted that pool boy.
You know, I got down to the last drink of this eggnog in this cup, and boy, was it boozed up.
Oh, was it?
That was a boozed up drink.
All right.
It had sunk to the bottom.
Heavy booze.
You know, Christmas is such a delightful time.
Yeah, it is.
You know, except, you know, in downtown Marriott, oh, I do want to give them credit, though. They did fix the music. Down, you can hear it now. It used to be, boy, the speakers were bad.
Yeah, the speakers were bad. It sounded really tinny, and they also were overdriving the speakers. So
they fixed it.
Yeah. Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah. Listen to it as you go out today.
I will.
What, they got Christmas music now?
I believe so.
But, you know, even when it's not Christmas and the music's playing, I feel like I'm in the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest because it sounds like that serene music that all the crazies are listening to.
Okay.
I've heard they're playing some pretty up.
Yeah,
It's not just instrumental. They're playing some with vocals.
I hear it every time I'm coming in and going out of the station. And
I think when Christmas is over, I think they should start playing the station on that.
I think they should,
just
too.
Just boil us downtown.
I really like hearing my a progressive life show. Downtown.
You and the good doctor.
Downtown Republican Marion, yeah.
And to think, 1 week from today will be New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's hard to imagine.
It all crams in together.
And also, 1 week from today is my daughter's birthday.
How old?
I don't know. In her,
weren't you there?
Early 40s. 42, I think.
She was born in 42.
This is a milestone in your life.
Yeah, you don't even remember.
It's the booze and the drink.
Moonshine.
Yeah. No, I don't remember how old any of my kids are. I just know I like them.
Well, you're very deep, Glenn. Very deep.
I was trying to get out of that quickly.
I like them. Yeah, they're your kids.
Yeah. Don't you like your kids? Oh, you don't have kids.
I don't have kids.
No.
Did you forget that?
Yeah. No, I did.
He's deep into the eggnog.
I have
what
hit
I can tell.
The bottom of the,
holy mackerel. Wife's going to sniff the breath when he gets home.
Oh, me.
Not only has the apple pie moonshine, he's got the cores in there.
Holy mackerel. So you like your kids. That's
yeah,
good
I do
to know.
Like my
well,
kids.
I appreciate that,
yeah,
Glenn.
Yeah.
You don't love them?
Sometimes.
Oh, gee whiz. Send a copy of this to them for the holidays.
Call children's service.
Jeez. Louise, Glenn.
Well, what can I say? Of course I love my kids.
That's not what you answered a few seconds ago.
I know, but you were being silly.
No, it's Christmas.
Oh, okay.
We're having a good time.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's how it goes.
My kids pronounce it poinsettia like you do.
Well, then they're right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. They're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, let them know they're right. Yeah. How do you pronounce it?
Poinsettia.
Is that a different pronunciation?
It's a dance.
Poinsettia.
It's a dance.
Poinsettia, right? Not poinsettia.
Yeah.
It's like the hat dance.
That sounds like something you order at Taco Bell. Give me some of the poinsettia with some extra salsa. Yeah, poinsettia. I've never heard in my life anybody pronounce it poinsettia.
I thought it sounded good.
Yeah, I can tell.
Like a dance, a Mexican dance.
The poinsettia. Get the straw hat, throw it down, and do the poinsettia.
Okay, I'm done. Hey, Bob. Move over.
You and Bob.
Call
him. I wonder if Bob likes his kids.
I bet he does.
I wonder if Bob even has kids. I don't know. We've never talked to Bob about that.
You know, you're going to get somebody calling in.
I don't want to know anything anymore. Well, this is what happens is the eggnog flows.
I'm sorry? I missed that. I'm sorry.
Are you here? Did you show up to
Terry was talking in this year.
You finished your other eggnog.
I did.
Glenn still has, not quite.
Nursing it. Nurse, lightweight.
I've
been here 7 years. You build up a wooden leg.
Okay, you have more tolerance than I do.
The old eggnog wooden leg here at Christmas.
There's
jeez,
the call.
Louise. Maybe
that's
one of
Bob.
Your kids calling to
yeah.
Get out of it. Go ahead, caller.
Hello again.
It is Bob.
How you doing, Bob?
I've been listening to you.
I bet.
And anyway.
Go ahead, Bob.
But anyway, I got my salad done almost every season plate and everything else. And if there's anything left, I might bring you a bite.
Where did your dogs go? Yesterday you had dogs barking in the background.
But me and my one are doing it well.
Oh. Okay.
You fed the dog some 101? The dogs are drinking too today.
We're going to have to send the ASPCA out to his house.
Oh, man.
I've been doing myself the last couple days. So you guys are doing yourself.
Thank you, Bob. Right. Bob's drunk.
No.
I mean, no.
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 That's the way Bob always talks.
I don't mind, but Bob's going to stay home today and just sleep.
Yeah.
Bob will wake up sometime in 2021, and we'll hear from him again.
I hope he doesn't sleep that long.
Well, I don't know.
Wasn't it Jeff Roos that said he slept like 20 hours when he had
21
COVID?
21 hours.
Holy mackerel. Yeah.
Again, the phone lines are open here. It's Christmas Eve, 740-383-9944. What if Mar is still listening with her father, James?
Hi, Mar. Hi, James.
18 years old.
Hope they're not trying to drive while drinking this.
Glenn and I are going to drive by the house
yes,
today.
We are.
And I'm going to get out and say hello. And
are you going to leave an autographed napkin?
autograph napkin so they know I was there. Because Mar doubted my ability that I was there. She doubted my honesty and
forthrightness. Oh, I don't think so. She was surprised.
But why would he be surprised? I've been over on Blaine.
I don't go on Blaine very often. I have a friend that lives on Blaine, but I don't go to that side of town very much.
Neither do I, but I will do it if a listener asks me to.
Absolutely.
Sure. Leader Street.
Okay.
We got a whole nother hour. Now we're singing Toast to Charlie, more eggnog and moonshine, and an hour left. Stay tuned. 15-minute break.
Turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sigh. Know that's